Good morning, 8:44 a.m. on a foggy Saturday morning, September the 30th, 2017. Yeah, foggy. You know, I'm not used to having this kind of fog here. There is seldom enough moisture in the atmosphere for it to be foggy. Try to put this back in my pocket without shutting anything off, because not only is it foggy, I should say because it's foggy, it's damp. It is so wet. It's raw. It's like 48, 50 degrees. There's no sun. Even now, almost 9 o'clock, no sun showing up. No, not even a glowing spot in the sky. Sound is funny this morning, as it tends to be in the fog. It sounds like these guys are hammering right next to me. God help us, they're not putting up drywall in this wet, are they? Looks like it. That's what they're doing. They'd be pissed if it starts to rain. Sound. Guy got a two-tone horn in that car, and why did he blow it there? There's nothing there. Sound is doing weird things this morning. Sound is doing weird things. There's a bonus picture out there with the foggy silent sentinels. When I got up and I looked off to the east, where I usually see, you know, lights, traffic lights, street lights, occasional house light, there was nothing, just blank. It's still just blank. I still can't see any lights off in the distance off that way. At least I couldn't when I got started, but maybe it'll burn off. Visibility is about, well, I'll be able to measure later better in a bit when I get around the corner. It's probably about half a mile. Beard is soaked. It's not raining, it's just picking up moisture from the air. Yeah, probably just about a half a mile. Thought I don't smell anything unusual this morning, if it smells. Nobody's doing laundry here. Nobody's got a fireplace going. As well, I notice this big, there's a big cottonwood right here. It's probably 4 or 5 feet across at the base. Bark has crevices you could hide in. Well, maybe not. It's certainly big enough to hide behind, that's for sure. It's a monster. I had a cup of coffee and my second breakfast here. It was toast at 5 o'clock. Didn't stick with me very well. I'm pushing a little bit to try to get back. Get out of the wet. I think we have chicken curry on tap for this evening. I'm going to throw the chicken in a crock pot later this morning. Toss in some curry. Curry spice. Maybe I'll just hold off until 4 o'clock and make it then. Boy, he's got to move. As wet as it is, it's funny, the leaves are a little bit of moisture on the top, but it's not dripping. Interesting. It's almost, right under that big pine tree, you still don't smell it. I would have thought it would have carried. Apparently not. What do I know? So, what am I reading? I'm reading When in Doubt. Talk about what you're reading. I can't. My brain is going like pop, 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 pop all over the place. I don't have anything in particular to talk about today. I got some writing done yesterday. I got to get some more done today. Now, the visibility is not even a quarter mile. Well, it may be just a quarter mile. I'm looking down the long eastern reach here, and I know it's 4/10 of a mile long. I can't see the trees on the far end. So, two-tenths, a quarter mile, something like that. that's about it. My gosh. Talking about being in the moment, I was doing my walking meditation earlier. Being in the moment this morning is pretty impressive. It's almost like wet concrete. Get ready, sit with me. Monk post. So yeah, what am I reading? Jay Allen. I'm reading a Jay Allen book. I picked it up on a freebie. And it is hardcore military science fiction. What the heck is the name of it? I don't know. I can't remember. Book one in the Far Stars series, I think. But I don't remember the title. Legend of the Far Stars or something. It's pretty good. It's pretty good. I keep thinking about it. It's easy for me to sink into it. I take a break and I go upstairs and I sit in the sun. Have a little lunch, have a little breakfast, whatever. And it's real easy to sink into the book and lose track of an hour. So yeah, I'm enjoying it. A couple of people at Rocky Mountain Fiction Writers who are celebrating getting their first book bub ever. And other people who have been trying for years and haven't managed to get one. And they don't know why. Nature's. There is no reason why. There's no reason why this book gets in and the other book doesn't. There's no reason why any of them get the end. People who have dozens of books and hundreds of reviews, average review levels of very, very, very close to 5, they don't get it. They keep trying. Every once in a while they get in. In certain circles, it's known as book snub, not book bub, because they're selection criteria are applied, at least, I've given the benefit of the doubt, whimsically, if not arbitrarily. Part of it is how many slots they have available for particular genres. Part of it is whether or not the bigs have bought up those slots for the next month and a half. There are people who have bulk rate privileges with them who get to schedule out 60 days instead of the 30 that us common folk get. It's the only way I ever got a book bub. So I had one of my friends buy it for me. Then I paid her back. But yeah, this is a... This is one of those deals where they've grown a little bit too big. Everybody wants in because they're one of the best promotion sites going. But they're rapidly approaching the point where they're pricing themselves out of the indie market and making it so inconvenient for us that it's not... You have to really be hungry. You need to really want it to be able to get in there. How do you walk with 2 black dogs? They look like a handful. Gail sent me a recommendation for the new Lee and Miller. And as much as I like Lee and Miller, I don't read traditional pubs anymore. Very, 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 very rarely will I read a trad anymore. I know it's... A lot of people think I'm cutting off my notes just by the way. You're missing all of these great books. No, no, actually I'm not. This is a decision that I made for a couple of reasons, not the least of which is that I got tired of reading the same book with the names changed. In spite of the fact that I like that in romance, I don't like it so much in my science fiction. There are some different science fictions out there. N.K. Jemisin is one who writes some different kinds of stuff. I don't read her either because she's published through one of the big five. I don't read Bane. I don't read Tor. I don't read Orbit. Because I don't like to reward bad actors. And those publishers are bad actors. And now, I'm not hurting the author. I'm not really hurting the publisher. I'm just one guy. I just won't do it. I won't read those books. And the reason is because of the way the traditional publishing, traditional press treats authors. Now, I won't reward that behavior by spending money on their books. It's a small thing, but it's about the only thing that I can do other than refuse to accept their contracts when their contracts suck so bad. So the reality is, if you listen to this and you're a traditionally published author and you're pissed now that I won't read your book because it's published through Bain, published through Tor. Sorry. No, I'm not actually sorry. That's being screwed over by the publisher. I'm sorry being screwed over by the publisher. I can't help you there because it's your contract, you signed it. I don't have a contract with your publisher to buy their books. So I'm not going to. It probably sounds harsh. It probably sounds dumb. But, you know, it's... I got... When Lee Modison, L.E. Modison, I think his first name is actually Lee, he wrote a new series. He started a new series. I've loved his books for years. And I bought them in paper, mass market paperback, pretty much as soon as I could get them, for years and years and years. His Order War series was part of the inspiration for Ishmael Huang. But, I read the first book in his Imager series. The Imager series, I was like, okay, because I am a sucker for magic systems, and this one is about painting. So you paint the spell you want to use. You paint the thing you want to have. And it appears. So that's the conceit. It was done spectacularly, as Ellie Modisette can do. And so this, I think it was like one of the very first ebooks I bought. And when the next edition came out, it was the last ebook, one of the last paperbacks I bought. When the ebook came out for book two in the series, I ran right out and bought it. And it wasn't until later that I realized that I'd paid $16 for an ebook. Now, granted, that was on me. I should have looked at the price before I clicked buy. That was when I realized that the trads were not playing fair. That's not true. They are playing fair. They're doing exactly what they need to do to protect their paper assets, to protect their value-added proposition, which is getting books in bookstores, which is of course a lie, because all they can guarantee is that they'll get the books in the catalog that goes to the bookstore. That's a whole other conversation. But that was the last time. That was when I said, no more. I probably bought a couple since then. I know I've bought at least a couple of nonfiction ebooks that aren't available anywhere else because I needed the content. Because I needed to use them for class or something. But I don't read those books anymore. I don't read traditionally published books anymore. Small press, same deal. Big press, doesn't matter. As long as they're pricing their ebooks out of the market, as long as they're treating their authors like disposable commodities, I'm not going to buy their books. Easy. But here I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. Actually, I think tomorrow's another month. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.